PGH.
Pittsburgh Ghost Hunters.
Welcome back, PGH Nation. I'm your host, Xavier Wright.
And I'm also your host, Chester Chesterton.
And today we are live, straight from SLB's Youth Media Center here in downtown Pittsburgh. Now, Chester, do you think I could tell our wonderful viewers exactly why we're here at SLB?
I don't know. I kind of wanted to.
So, during our last episode, you might remember how during our investigation of the St. Lucie Church premises, I got a call from a mysterious person. Roll the clip!
Holy crap!
Oh, sorry. I gotta take this.
Yeah? No, absolutely not. Under no circumstances. Alright, sounds good. We'll be there.
We never told you guys who that was, and that's because it's actually our client for this episode, Joseph Kakula. How's it going, Joseph?
Oh, pretty good. Thanks for having me on, guys.
No problem.
So we heard you had a pretty terrifying paranormal encounter here a few days ago. Would you mind telling us a bit about it?
Sure. So, it all started about a week ago. I was...
Sorry. Hold on. Just one second. Let me just, there.
No, dude, this song sucks. Here, let me put on the good one.
No, bro, oh my god, just look, Joseph, just start your story, okay?
Sure. Okay. So, it all started about a week ago. I was in the back office, just, you know, typing up emails, nothing out of the ordinary. That is, till I heard someone knocking on the door. Got up to open it, there's no one there. And then, this is the really scary part. Just as I was about to close the door, I noticed, in the corner of my eye, a shadowy figure standing at the very end of the hall. I mean, it was tiny. Couldn't have been more than 3 feet high, and these horrible, beady, glowing red eyes just staring right at me. But before I could even process that, it started running at me at an impossibly fast speed. I slammed the door closed as fast as I could, and then this thing slammed into the door. Hit it with so much force, I thought the door was gonna fall off its hinges, but then not a second after that, I mean, this thing starts laughing, and it's the most awful, ear-piercing sound I think I might have ever heard, but as soon as it started, it just stopped, and I heard it get up and walk up the stairs and leave. And I mean, obviously, I was spooked out of my mind, but it was getting late. So, took a deep breath, opened the door, bolted upstairs, but it seemed like, actually, I might have had nothing to worry about because, I mean, I didn't see anyone there, not in the basement, not near the Youth Media Center, not up in the cafe. I mean, I even asked the security guard if he'd seen anybody coming by, but told me nobody had come into the museum for 3 hours, maybe more. So, that's my ghost story. I still don't really know what to make of it, but... I mean, a lot of our students have told us about seeing a figure in the hall, something like what I described, so I figured I should call you guys in. If you want some more info, you should really consider talking to Cressida. She had a really kind of crazy encounter with it and was talking a lot about it afterwards. I should really be going. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Anytime.
Bye.
Dude, can you chill out with the soundboard? Oh my god!
Well, maybe you should have stopped switching my song.
You switched it first! Dude, why are you always like this? Like, is this because of St. Lucie? Because I don't know how many times I have to tell you that I didn't mean to leave you there. It was an accident!
Dude?
What?
We're still live?
Oh, crap!
You're listening to PGH.
Pittsburgh Ghost Hunters.
Hey, hey, hey there, guys! We're back!
Yeah, we had some, technical difficulties, but we're back here with one of SLB's own students. Cressida, how's it going, man?
Good. What exactly do you guys want me to do here again?
We were just wondering if, actually, Chester, why don't you tell her what we're doing here?
Sure. We're doing some investigating into a ghost that's been haunting the YMC, and we're hoping that you could tell us a bit about the encounter you had on the 21st. Yeah, the 21st.
All right, fine. So I had just finished doing a workshop with Megan, right? And I was feeling really hungry. Like, I was starving. And you see, we had ordered, like, 2 pizzas that night. And I already had a few slices, but, like, no one had taken any slices out of the second box. So I decided to take a few slices home with me. But I didn't take the whole box, okay? I only took 3 slices. I left the rest on the table. I swear. Sorry.
Okay, man. Yeah, we believe you, but we don't really care about the pizza. We just want to hear, you know, if you had any paranormal experiences.
Yeah, sure. So with the 3 slices in my hand, I left the YMC. It was kind of late by this point. I think like a few minutes after 6 o'clock. So pretty much everyone had left by then. The hallway was totally empty and like really dark too. I think some of the lights must have been broken or something. Anyway, I started walking towards the stairs, but then, like, I swear I heard someone call out my name. Like, I'm not schizophrenic, bro. Someone actually called out my name. It sounded really faint, like someone was whispering it from the very back of the hall. When I looked around to see who it was, I saw this tiny thing running right at me. I tried to move out the way in time, but it was too fast. It crashed into me, and I fell on my back. Which made me drop the box, three. Oh, whatever. You guys can drop the act. I know what you're here for.
What? No, we're just...
Fine, you caught me. I did it. I stole the pizza. But how was I even supposed to know that that was Joseph's dinner, huh?
What are you talking about?
Bye!
Any idea what that was all about?
Nope. Well, I think we've gotten all the info we needed, so we'll go do some research, and then, as always, we'll be back next Friday at 11 p.m. to identify and confront that ghost!
So thanks for listening in, everybody, and we'll see you guys next time. Why are all the lights off? Holy crap, Xavier, did you just hear that?
Oh my god, come on, get the field recorder, quick!
Thanks for keeping it on PGH.
Pittsburgh Ghost Hunters.
Welcome back, PGH Nation! We're here in whatever, we're not even live. We can just record the intro in the studio. Chester, you got the flashlight?
Yeah.
Okay, and look, I'm sorry about St. Lucia, okay? I was scared, wasn't thinking, and I did something stupid because of it. Look, I literally could not have started the show or kept it around for more than, like, 2 episodes without you, so... Look, what I'm trying to say is I'll try not to lock you any more rooms with ghosts in them anymore.
Apology accepted, man, but, like... There's a whole ghost out there. We gotta go.
You're right.
Where is it?
Oh my god! I think I see it. It's by the bathroom.
Oh my god, go!
This is just a 5-year-old kid.
Hey, what are you doing down here?
Just walking.
Where are your parents?
I don't know. They drove away without me. I've just been exploring.
How are you not, like, starving? What have you been eating?
The cafe. They have a lot of food.
We're not airing this.
Nope.